Not many of us love the thought that we may be in for regular summers of 50 degree temperatures. And apparently some of the latest research suggesting that by the 2040s or even sooner, that's what some of our coastal areas may look like, with inland being even more so. Somebody that's all over that research is Dr. Liz Hanna from the Australian National University, their honorary senior fellow there. Good morning, Liz. I guess with those warmer temperatures, more sunscreen is what we're going to be in the need for.
Oh, that's not the only thing we're going to be needing, but certainly, yes, there will be a big bite in the sun if it's 50 degrees.
So what exactly is causing the research to point in this direction, that 50 degrees may be the norm when it comes to some hot Aussie summers down the road?
It's the projections and the trajectory that we've been on. Nowadays, there's also the research and the analysis has actually gone to a level of detail that they can actually draw the definite association with the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and it's that when they crunch those numbers, that's when they've hit the very alarming news that it's going to be a lot sooner than we thought.
Yeah, because there was talk that this is something that's down the road, literally a long way, but it's sort of those latest predictions are bringing it forward. What sort of country and what sort of world can we expect to find if this becomes the norm only, what, 25 years down the road from here?
Well, it's just too hot to handle, you know, is the simple thing. You know, we know that, you know, that trees and people and plants and animals all wilt in the heat. That's what's going to be happening. So a lot of plants could die, animals could die, and, of course, there's all the problems about us. Not only do the ill, the old and young, but people working, it's impossible to keep working in that. It's also difficult to go outside and walk.
Yeah, you don't want to be out for having a bit of a walk or exercise when you've had a day of 50 degrees, that's for sure. But those health implications down the track as well, certainly something that's going to come to the forefront. And, of course, that just puts another cost on our health system as well. What are some of the smarter things that we can be doing to try and turn this around, or at least put the brakes on a little bit, Liz?
Well, I think we all know, where this kicks in is that it actually increases the level of urgency that we need to turn around the CO2 in the atmosphere. And so, the first thing we need to do is try and stop it or slow it down if we can, and that's, stop pumping. Because the rate of CO2 that we're putting into the atmosphere is still increasing, and a lot of people don't realise that. So we need to actually turn that around, then decrease it, and then probably go into all those stories about how we actually draw CO2 out of the atmosphere, which is done by, plants and algae and seaweed and soil and such.
So would one possible cause be that we've got such massive populations in underdeveloped or third world countries where we don't sort of have that, I guess, climate control and industries are still stuck in the past to a certain extent, or is there something a little bit more closer to home that we can look at?
Yeah, it's an interesting point that you raise there, because, see, the level of utilisation and the level of CO2 that we're putting out per capita in Australia blitzes all those others. So the first thing we need to do is pull ours back. A lot of the developing countries, their emissions are quite low. The big ones, China and India. China, a lot of people don't realise that they're moving faster than any other country in terms of converting over to new renewables, partly because their air is so foul and the public got really unhappy.
They don't have a choice at the moment, do they?
They couldn't see, yeah. And, there's big movements in India, but India's still a little bit slow in terms of converting off coal. But many of them are actually trying very hard to do so. But still, per person, their emissions are pittance compared to ours.
It seems, Liz, that it's an ongoing discussion and there are still lots to do, but thank you for highlighting the fact that I'm going to need a wider-brimmed hat in the next couple of decades. Thanks for your time.
Okay, all of it. Cool.
From the Australian National University, Dr. Liz Hanna. How would you fancy that? A regular summer of 50 degrees. And we thought 40 or 42 was bad.